There is no affordable housing available for those looking to buy a home. Any TD who spends time in their constituency office will know this. And house prices will only continue to rise. In Donegal, prices in the third quarter of 2024 were 12% higher than a year previously. The average price of a home in Donegal is now 65% above the level seen at the start of the COVID-19 pandemic. And the government's response is to increase the threshold so that less people will have to pay inheritance tax and to extend the Help to Buy scheme. The Help to Buy scheme does nothing but push up house prices, and very few people are actually even eligible for the scheme, given that it's only for houses built after 2017. You will find very few houses built after 2017 in rural Ireland, and so the government's claim that they're helping all first-time buyers with a scheme is just not true. It's builders that are being helped with this scheme. And the First Home Shared Equity scheme is just as ineffective. It only applies to houses that are new builds, yet the Budget 2025 expenditure report details that a further €80 million will be spent on the scheme, while shockingly only a meagre €21 million will be spent on traveller-specific accommodation, while just €70 million set aside for the remediation of homes affected by the defective concrete blocks and apartment defects. €210 million is needed to ensure 100% redress for homeowners affected by defective blocks alone. And yet there isn't a single mention of the defective block scheme in the budget. This is an absolute disgrace and shows that the government has no compassion or care for affected homeowners.